Welcome to Operationally Excellent Podcast, your benchmark for innovation, success, and entrepreneurship in the natural gas industry. Brought to you by Durand Benchmarking's Global Gas Transmission Benchmark, the GGTB allows gas transmission system operators to achieve their performance and efficiency goals by comparing their performance to that of their peers so they can identify the correct opportunities to focus on and plan effectively. I'm your host, Pavel Levy. Historically, in the UK, new connections into the national gas transmission system have been managed on a case-to-case basis. This has resulted in typical minimum offtake connections taking up to 2 years and £2 million to deliver. This is a major barrier for the development of the natural gas industry in the UK, particularly for smaller, non-traditional projects. Is there anything that a TSO can do to change this? Today, we'll be talking to Anne-Marie Liszczyk from National Grid UK, the gas transmission system operator for the UK, and specifically about their very successful Project Clock. The project's main aims were to consider how to reduce both the time and cost of connecting to the national transmission system by challenging every aspect of the current connection process and designing and developing solutions to support these goals further. To achieve this, the project focused on three key areas, which we will be discussing. Anne-Marie, welcome to the Operational Excellence Podcast.
Hello, Pablo. Thanks very much for having me. It's great to be here with you today.
Well, thank you for joining us. Anne-Marie, today we're going to be talking about the very successful Project Clock. But first, can you please tell us a bit about yourself and your role in National Grid?
Yeah, sure. So I've been with National Grid now for around 3.5 years, having come from the exploration industry, the other side of energy. And my first role for National Grid was as project manager for Project Clock. And since the project handed over earlier this year, I'm now working for the gas system operator, developing operational capability. So this is my experience to date at National Grid.
Fantastic, thank you for that. Now, let's start with the background for the project. Tell us about the challenges that it was originally trying to solve for.
Yeah, Project Clock really came about as a response from our gas customers. They were telling us that it was basically taking too long and cost too much for them to consider even applying for a connection to the national transmission system here in the UK. There were some real absolute blockers, And you know, that's obviously not great for anyone. And historically, the process was always quite paper-based and manual, which again, didn't really give our customers the best user experience. So we quickly noticed that we were actually not appealing to the gas industry here in the UK as it's transitioning into looking at biomethane, for example.
So there were clearly several potentially missed opportunities for the natural gas industry here in the UK. And obviously they need an innovative solution. So once it was identified that this required a major innovation project, how did you go about planning and executing this? I mean, what were the key areas that you decided to focus on and the objectives for them?
Yeah, so we really set out by firstly partnering with three UK-based companies. Now these were Premtech Limited, so experts in design management and engineering consultancy, Murphy Group, an engineering consultancy, and then Aqua Consultants, who provided us with software design and development support. So what we did, once we were awarded our Network Innovation Competition funding, which is an Ofgem funding mechanism here in the UK, we set about in early 2015 by structuring the project really into three separate work streams. So we had a work stream looking at software development. So this was focused on developing a new online gas connections portal. The goal here was really to streamline the application process and allow our customers to essentially self-serve as much as possible. So this was in respect to obtaining information for themselves, but also supporting them with their awareness of the status of their application. We then had a more physical work stream. So our physical solutions work stream focused on developing a suite of technical designs. And then the goal was for these to become really off-the-shelf designs for customers to select from. And here we wanted to really reduce the time and cost associated with bespoke design work, which can really take some time. And then lastly, we had a commercial work stream. So this was all about optimizing our commercial processes. And here we looked at things such as reducing application fees and also gas quality, which we were told by our stakeholders very early on, in some cases were an absolute blocker for them looking at it.
Thank you. So I understand that the project has now been closed down, so it's finished. And can you tell us a bit about what the results of this have been? I mean, what sort of outcomes did the project deliver for each of those three areas that you mentioned?
Well, I'm very pleased to say that we successfully delivered in all of our three work stream areas, and we met our original objectives. So this was to reduce the cost of a connection to less than £1 million, and also the time to less than a year from that a point of initial inquiry from a customer to Gathon. Now, we did this in several ways. So we did develop our new online connections portal, and this went live earlier this year. But it actually doesn't just support online gas connection applications, but also parker applications. And this is the process where you can reserve capacity on our network. The portal also provides an indicative cost for our customers within seconds and helps to increase the transparency for our customers around the status of their application. Then on the technical front, aside from developing an approved set of standard designs, which are off the shelf, ready to use, we've also provided customers with technical guidance documentation, and we have what's called an existing site database that now sits behind the scenes of our portal. Now, this gives customers upfront information about the feasibility of their project at a given location. So on a useful mapping function on the portal, you can put in the location of your gas connections project, and you can see whether it's viable or not, and where your closest connection point is to the national transmission system. And then on our commercial work front, we reduce the application fee for some customers by 88%, and this is for standard design projects where we can use the standard approved designs from our other work stream. And then we were also managed to alter the National Grid Gas 10-year statement, which is a gas quality statement. And this is so that we can consider more flexibly the specification around oxygen, which we were told was an absolute blocker for the biomethane customers we had contacting us. They couldn't consider the NTS at all for connections. So really, that's just a handful of examples, but it's the combination of all these things together, which really comes into a central point with the portal, which is an online portal for customers to use, which creates the overall benefits from the project.
Wow, so it sounds like those were some very impactful results you got there. Going forward, what insights or wisdom could you share with other listeners, particularly perhaps in other TSOs who are struggling with similar problems, about the main learnings generated through this project?
Yeah, that's a really great question, and I smile as you ask it, because obviously a 3-year project, £5.4 million worth of funding, we learned a lot. And I think for me, I'd like to emphasize maybe three things around the type of team you need for an innovation project, also the value of prototyping, but also constantly checking back on your original scope. So in terms of the team, we were very lucky. We worked with 3 external partners, and then we had a core National Grid team. I think having people focused on the innovation project is essential, and also collaborating with your subject matter experts from around the business. So I think in some ways, maybe we were a little bit slow on the mark with appreciating how much input we'd need from experts around the business. So once we realized that, we could create basically sub-teams. So we created a technical sub-team, technical commercial team of internal expertise, and then external support. And it's really having people with a can-do, quite resilient attitude. You know, innovation is usually things that aren't well established by definition, and you need people with the right attitude to keep progressing, even when things can be quite distracting or you're not getting maybe the most positive responses. So it's really worth having a great sort of resilient team. Then on the prototyping front, so with our software development, it was really useful to see very early on what the software would start to look like, so what the portal would look like for our customers, and being able to test that early on meant that we could tweak things as we were going. I think if it had been developed to a more of a mature stage without us seeing it, we would have had more edits and issues later on. So prototyping and testing early, failing fast, all those things absolutely worked for us. And then lastly, on the sort of checking back in with your customer front and the original scope, I mean, from the original onset of Plot, we've definitely taken it to a point where I think people hadn't envisaged. And we did that because we were constantly checking back with our customers. We held an annual stakeholder day, and we were sending news updates and asking for feedback quite regularly. And that meant that we could really keep listening and tweaking our direction according to what our customers were telling us. And that meant that the output in the end is something that is being used, and it's something that I hope customers value. But we may be, after a 3-year project, you know, a lot can change within 3 years. So that constant checking back was really valuable for us.
Excellent, thank you. And yes, I think that is great advice for any other TSOs if they're doing long projects to keep checking back with their customers. Thank you for that. And well, finally, what's next for Project Clock, or at least for the progressing the valuable knowledge it created?
Yeah, so I'm happy to say that the portal's being used. So our design sit behind the portal, and all of our commercial changes, which were made in the Uniform Network Code, are all active. And we currently have 66 companies now registered with us via the portal that can go online to test the feasibility of projects very early in their project's planning stage. So yeah, it's great to see that it's being used in the business, and we have a couple of teams now utilizing the portal and being able to support our customers. I think for what's next, it's constantly, you know, not standing still and improving our processes. And looking at what we can do, you know, whether there's a clock part two, I don't know, but it's certainly looking at what more can we do and how can we make it even cheaper and quicker for connections onto the system here.
That's great. Thank you for those insights. Anne-Marie, if our listeners want to learn more about Project Clock, how can they do so?
Yeah, so if you go to our National Grid Gas Connections website, there's information about Project Clock there. And now the outputs of Project Clock are called our standard design connections because of this suite of designs we have ready to go. So if there's any information you'd like, that's probably the first point of call, and you can contact our connections team via the website. I'm also comfortable for anyone to find me on LinkedIn, and please send me a message. That's absolutely fine, and I'll try and answer whatever questions I receive.
Thank you for that. And we have links to the website on our show notes. Anne-Marie, thank you for joining us today in Operationally Excellent.
Brilliant. Thanks very much. It's been great.
Thank you for joining us at Operationally Excellent. If you'd like to hear more episodes or you'd like to participate in the podcast, please visit us at durandbenchmarking.com/operationally-excellent.